Penguin Random House Audio presents A Rogue of One's Own by Evie Dunmore. Read for you by Elizabeth Jasicki. To Brad and Judy, the most genuinely good people who always bring out the best in me. Chapter 1. Buckinghamshire, summer 1865. Young ladies did not lie prone on the rug behind the library's Chesterfield and play chess against themselves. They did not stuff their cheeks with boiled sweets before breakfast. Lucy knew this, but it was the summer holidays and the dullest of them yet. Tommy had come home from Eton a proper prig who wouldn't play with girls anymore. Newly arrived cousin Cecily was the type of child who cried easily, and at barely 13 years of age, Lucy found she was too young to just decorously die of boredom. Her mother, on the other hand, would probably consider this quite a noble death. Then again, to the Countess of Wycliffe, most things were preferable over hoydenish behaviour. The smell of leather and dust was in her nose, and the library was pleasantly silent. Morning sun pooled on the chessboard and made the white queen shine bright like a beacon. She was in peril. A rogue knight had set a trap, and Her Majesty could now choose to sacrifice herself to protect the king or to let him fall. Lucy's fingers hovered over the polished ivory crown, indecisive. Rapid footsteps echoed in the hallway. Her mother's delicate heels. But mother...